Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the AI Training Podcast. My name is Mark Latimer. I am your host and founder of Grateful AI. You can check us out at openaitraining.com. Welcome. I am thrilled you're here. I'm so excited coming off that first episode. I am still buzzing with excitement. You know, when you're doing something and you're just in it and you're experiencing this energy, this excitement, I know this is exactly what I should be doing right now. And I'm so glad you're here. This episode is going to be fantastic. It's called What is AI? And there's a lot of things that get thrown around about what AI actually is. So hopefully by the end of this short episode, we will help you understand a little bit better what is AI. So let's get into some definitions to help understand what AI is. You can imagine a computer trained on a whole bunch of information where it has read the information, it understands it, and it has been trained to respond like a human so that you can ask it almost any question about anything, and it'll do its best within its rules to give you an appropriate answer. Just like a musical instrument, unless you know the nuances of how to play it, you probably won't get the best sound. So for you to sound great, for you to be a master of AI, you really have to develop that daily practice. It's unrealistic to imagine a musician getting good at something, really good, unless they practice every day. So if you're not doing it already, I would encourage you to start using ChatGPT every day. You know, you can start with simple things, but get in the habit of using it so you don't lose it, because these are things that are going to make both your business more productive. You can use it in many different areas of your life, and we're going to be exploring some of those. A simple definition, AI is a large language model, which is simply a fancy way to say it's a computer trained with a whole bunch of information that you can access through chat just by asking it questions. So it becomes conversational. That's why they called it ChatGPT. So you can talk to it. If you're here, you've probably used ChatGPT, or maybe you haven't. I'm going to be talking to you like this is your first time using it. So why is chat the way to approach this information? Well, it's easy, it's accessible, and now you can also speak into it. ChatGPT can translate your voice, and if you don't like to type, as some people don't, that's a great way to get started. There's so many applications for AI, and AI is a big topic and growing. You can use it for your personal life. You can make to-do lists. You can create questions for AI to help you understand ideas. You can get book summaries. You can create tables. You can create links. You can have ChatGPT go out to the internet and gather information for you. You can help your son or daughter with your homework, or their homework, or maybe your homework if you're studying. If you're learning things, ChatGPT can be your best companion. I love learning, and it lights me up when I think about all of the different things that you can use ChatGPT for. We're going to get into more applications. You know, ChatGPT is only a year old. I think many of us can agree that everywhere you look, every company is incorporating AI into their business in some way. It's difficult to see an ad for technology without seeing those letters, AI, artificial intelligence. A lot has changed in a year. We've gone through different versions of ChatGPT releases, all the way up to Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, being let go from the company only to be quickly reinstated? There are so many questions. The milestones are coming fast and furiously, and in a way, it seems like there are almost too many things happening with AI to keep up. But that's why we're here. We're going to break it down, simplify it for you, so that you learn about AI, get trained on it, and are better for it. Current applications in AI, we've touched on a couple of them, everyday life. I can't wait to show you how AI can help you get in shape, fix your daily routine, make your calendar more efficient. If you need a personal virtual assistant, you got one. As far as industries go, where can AI be used? It can be used virtually across every industry: healthcare, finance, education, entertainment, script writing, songwriting, you name it, AI has got your back. Some people feel that AI is going to replace them. I disagree. I believe AI is an enabler. It's only going to make you stronger, more confident, competent, but it's all perspective. Have the right attitude when it comes to AI. Be curious, be excited, be enthusiastic, and you will reap the benefits. When it comes to cutting-edge technologies, there are some great advancements with AI, especially when it comes to things like natural language processing, computer vision, and reinforced learning. I love that transcriptions of audio are becoming so easy to do. I had a podcast 9 years ago called Edutain, and you could get transcriptions then, but you couldn't dig into the data. And I love being able to take a large amount of information and query it to get out the juice or the nectar of what I'm really looking for in that data. One of my favorite things is to get a short, brief bullet summary from a conversation. I love information delivered to me in just the right way, and AI makes that possible. You're seeing AI more and more in popular culture. If you've watched Black Mirror, AI can seem very scary. But when has the media ever done something to not make you want to fear technology? You think back to The Terminator, and that there's this doomsday apocalyptic event coming, and we have to be scared. So don't be afraid. You're seeing AI show up in more books, TV shows, movies, and it's not going away. I'd encourage you to embrace it and keep your eyes open and really watch how it's influencing popular culture and how the public perception will change over time. I'd encourage you to learn as much as possible about it so you can make your own educated decisions. I just want to reflect on a few things. I want to encourage you to take a moment to consider the impact of AI. If you use AI daily and you get good at it, like I'm talking about, it's second nature. You understand how to use it. It can change your life. It absolutely has changed mine. I want to have you reflect on how AI is already woven into the fabric of your life. Maybe you don't even see it. The businesses you're interacting with, the chatbots you're dealing with on company websites, AI is already being incorporated into all different areas of your life. Think about where you're not seeing it. Maybe that's tough to do. I challenge you to pause and reflect on how AI is already in your life. This has been a lot of fun, and I just want to say thank you so much for being here. And I hope this has shone a little bit of light on what is AI. I want to invite you to check out our Instagram at OpenAI Training and visit our website, openaitraining.com. This is Mark Latimer, founder of Grateful AI and the host of the AI Training Podcast. I'm so excited about our next episode. Our next episode is on ethical considerations in AI. Really looking forward to having you there, and stay tuned because we're going to be digging in to all kinds of amazing topics around AI. In the future, we are going to have fantastic guests, and I've already started interviewing some wonderful, wonderful people that I can't wait to introduce you to. Stay tuned. Stay grateful. I love you.